When we started playing, we were playing country music, and there was, if it doesn't take too long, there was three of us, Kern Kennedy, the piano player, Russ Smith, and myself were playing Bob King's, which is a club up the road there from home. So we're playing country music with three pieces. And Jack and Joe Lewis and Johnny Ray had a three-piece band, and they were playing another little club in this area. So Elvis comes out with That's All Right, Mama. So we hear that, and we think that's fantastic. And so we got together, and Jack was actually a drummer. Jack Nance is actually a drummer, but he's a music major, so he can play trumpet a little bit. So that's what we wound up him playing trumpet. Russ was a better drummer. We did some riffs that we did that were harmony or whatever, and they came out great because Jack used a mute on the trumpet, see, and it just, everything, the sound just came out almost alike.
Did you guys get together in school initially to form a band and work shows like that?
Most of us were already out of school, except Joe Lewis, now the big fellow that played the guitar and went with Twitty. Joe started out, when I first met him, we were playing around at Newport there together, and he was a mandolin player. You can imagine a guy 6'4", and he's about 14 years old. John Ray bought electric bass, and he couldn't play it. Never did learn to play the electric bass till a lot later. So we decided to put Joe on electric bass. So we had an upright bass and electric bass.
Where did the move to go to Sun Records and present yourself to Sam Phillips take place? How did that happen?
Right after Elvis came along, we were practicing, so we worked up Redhead Woman, We Want a Boogie, you know, at the radio station where I told you about Jerry Grogene was our manager. And we just we went to Memphis to see Sun Records, Sam Phillips, and we walk in, just like everybody else did, I guess, and say, you know, we want to make a record. Sam took us in there and did the work himself. In other words, he engineered the first things we did. The first two things we did, he engineered himself. And for some reason, he had the ear that, what I say was his secret for the whole thing. If the song felt good to him personally, then he liked it. And that's where he got all of his hits, I guess. That these songs actually, when he listened to them, they did something for him. And nobody's ever been able to do it quite that good since.
I didn't really know much about engineering. Fortunately, I had taken a course in physics in college, so I understood about sound and stuff, you know. So he just showed me where the echo, that's where I wanted to know. First thing I want to know is where's this echo? Well, at that time, he had to put a second mic there to get echo and feed it through a second tape machine. Well, we got that fixed later. He got it where we didn't have to do that. He got a separate little mixer.
Sure.
It was incredibly simple, really, you know. We had these mics. He kind of showed me how to set things up, where to put the mics and stuff if I wanted to. He didn't tell me a lot. He just sort of set it up and got me started, and he sort of got out of my way, and I started playing with it.
What kind of mics did he have, as a matter of interest?
At that time, he had a bunch of these old Shure, big ball-looking kind of mics. Right. Had some of them and some Electric Voice and not much else. It was a big day when we got these brand new RCA 77DX microphones in there, three of them, you know?
Whew.
Big upswing in the sound that day.
Would it be an open back door? Would anybody wandering off the street, or would you say closed session, please don't enter, red light on?
Well, there was an outer office, and then there was a studio. And the control room and the bathroom was a little bitty cover, a little closet thing in the control room. So if the girls up front didn't want to go to the bathroom, they'd have to come through the studio. But anyway, the doors would be closed, the girls are out front, and people would come by. We wouldn't let them in unless they're supposed to be there.
Did you have air conditioning at Sun in the 50s?
We had these wall units. There was two of them out in the studio and one in the control room. They were loud. Sometimes we'd leave them home because it didn't matter.
It's the middle of July. I guess you had to.
Yeah, well, if I had to, I'd turn them off. But there was a lot of times we left them running because the music is loud enough to, you know, to overpower it. And it may have helped the sound for all I know.